Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Jill Schlesinger is with us live on WBEN this morning from JillOnMoney.com. Her show is heard every weekend here on WBEN. And Jill, I want to ask first to start here, the U.S. bombing of Iran and now bracing for retaliation. What effect is this having on financial markets?
I am sort of flummoxed by this, but so far very muted. Okay. We saw initial reaction in U.S. stocks the day after those surprise strikes by Israel. But there hasn't been that much action in terms of downside selling. So it's very strange. So the first place you might look would say be the oil market. And it is true that crude oil is up, over, let's say the last month or so, it's up by 20%. But even factoring in what has happened over the last few weeks, crude oil is still down almost 9% from a year ago. So we're sort of benefiting from the fact that we came into this very uncertain future with a past where oil was trending lower. And I just looked up gas prices. Gas prices, even with the recent move up a little bit, $3.22 a gallon for regular gas, still down 23 cents from a year ago. So it's been a muted reaction so far, but who knows what happens next, right?
Yeah, the muted reaction, really, you mentioned the oil prices, especially after this news of closing of the Strait of Hormuz, which is, a choke point for a big percentage of the world's oil supply. You'd think that would have a major impact. I mean, is the bet here that everything's going to be figured out, that this closure is not going to last?
Absolutely. That is exactly the bet. And that's the thing that's sort of weird, right? Because, when you look, I just got a message from one of these very, very smart European analysts who said, right now, what is actually happening is that there is a bet that nothing bad is going to happen. Because what we've seen is that if you look back in time, so just think that you're someone managing money, you say, wait a minute, I'm not getting fooled by this. I know that in the past, when you have a big spike in oil prices because of this kind of action, they fall very dramatically. And because we don't know where things are going, we're not taking that bet yet. So, essentially what we know right this second is that investors are shrugging off the crisis. And the thing is that if there is basically any uncertainty or there's some new action that comes into the equation, they'll incorporate that and prices will go down. I don't know. I looked this up just for the heck of it. I said, well, what happens when if you look back a little bit and, I went to see what happened maybe in the first Gulf War. But the problem is even that, the U.S. relies so much less on foreign oil now since the advent of fracking. So it's really tough and to kind of game it out if you're an investor. And if they did, as you said, knock out the Strait of Hormuz, it's something like, 20-25% of global oil production, 20% of liquefied natural gas. So yeah, if they shut that down, it'll be a problem. But so far, investors are saying we're not betting on that. and we're not taking a position ahead of that.
All right, well, wait and see. Mm-hmm. We got troubling news late last week from the Social Security Board of Trustees that Social Security is on track to run dry in 2033, less than 10 years.
Okay, so let me just like back up 1 second and just quick primer. Social Security is a system where the number of people working pays the benefits for the people who retire. When there's more people working than people retired, we build up extra money. That's called the surplus. That's the trust fund. So when baby boomers were working, there was a lot of extra money going into the system. Now baby boomers are retiring. And so as a result, the number of people working is not enough to pay for the benefits for those who are retiring and claiming Social Security. Now, the other piece of this is that, you know, when you look at the program itself, the legislation around Social Security, if that Social Security trust fund runs dry and there's not enough people working, by law, there are automatic cuts to the system that would slash benefits by 23% in the year 2033, unless Congress actually does something and fixes the problem. They could fix the problem in three specific, there are four ways, but let's talk about like the three most likely. They could raise the amount of money on which you pay Social Security tax. Right now, that's $176,100. You could just raise it. Just say, hey, everyone, guess what? You pay into Social Security on all of your money. Too bad. That's it. We pay income taxes on all our money. We're going to pay Social Security tax on everything. You could increase the tax amount from 6.2%. Maybe you go to 6.35%. And you could potentially raise the retirement age, which I hate because I think it punishes anyone who does physically demanding work. So those are the fixes. Without the fix, an automatic 23% reduction to anybody who has claimed benefits or who is claiming benefits. That's rough, isn't it? I mean, $2,000 a month is the average Social Security retirement check. You go down to $1,540, like literally automatically.
I mean, that's a big, that would have a widespread impact. You know, if anybody living off of this would automatically cut spending in other places.
Dude, I don't understand why people are not freaked out by this. I'm a little freaked out by it, only because 2033 seems to be the exact year that I hit my full retirement age. See, I've just outed myself. So I have 7 years to go. There's 7 years to fix the system. Who thinks that Congress is going to act on their own? Just, oh, you know what? We got to help everybody. We got to do this. We got to come together. Not going to happen. You know what's going to happen? If millions of people call their Congress folks and say, hey, you got to fix this, that's when they'll do it. That's it. They're not doing it on their own.
But it'll go to the cliff, right?
Oh, yeah. And to be clear, it's automatic. That's the part that I don't think people realize. It's not like one of these things where, you know, you they'll have to do this. No, it automatically happens by statute. So this is important. By the way, go to ssa.gov. Make sure you create your own record. MySSA.gov is what it'll be. And go look at how important this could be. Let's say you made a lot of money and it's 67. I get $4,000 a month. No, it's $3,000 a month. Just boom, automatically.
Yikes. Pretty big switch.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.